今提到关于圣经是神的话语。
Last evening we said that the Bible is the word of God.
我们不能说圣经里面包含神的话语。
We cannot say that the Bible contains the word of God.
如果说圣经包含神的话语，
we say the Bible contains the word of God.
那么我们就要问哪一句包含，哪一句不包含。
We will have to ask whichare contained and which statements are not contained.
在怎样的情形之下会变成神的话语？
Under what circumstances does the Bible become the word of God?
那么这都是困难的事情。
These are all difficulties.
圣经是神的话语。
The Bible is the word of God.
神用他自己的办法把他自己对人这个要启示的心意在圣经里面记载下来。
In his own way, God revealed the will which God wants to reveal to mankind in the Bible.
那有关于我们护教，我们宣教的时候，还有许多我们应该要讨论的事情。
As we defend the faith, as we go witnessing, there are so many things we must discuss.
今天我们要提到一些关于耶稣基督的事情。
Today we're going to mention something concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
有关于神迹
，concerning miracles.
还有关于这个是历史的见证
，and the testimony of history.
还有这个各样认识神办法的不可靠性。
And the unreliability of all kinds of ways to know God.
我们都没有机会谈
了。We still don't have time.
那上帝的工作大致上可以分成几个大的部门。
There are several major categories in the works of God.
宇宙的开始是从神而来的。
The beginning of universe is from God.
所以创造之工是神的大工作。
So the work of creation is God's great work.
神造了以后呢？
After God created,
神要保护。
God takes care.
神要这个托住。
God holds up His creation.
以后要审判。
And afterwards, God will judge creation.
所以这样有了一个起点，宇宙也有一天要有一个终点。
So the universe has a point of beginning and also the point of ending.
这个起点从这个终点都是以神为本的。
And the beginning and the end are rooted, both rooted in God.
所以神本身是 Alpha, 神本身是 Omega.
That's why God is the Alpha and the Omega.
神也是决定历史起点同历史终点的那一位。
God is also the one who determines the beginning and the end of history.
有一些人只接受神是起点而忽略神是终点。
Some people accept God is the beginning, but they neglect that God is also the end.
有一些人忽略神是起点而只注重神是终点。
Some people neglect the fact that God is the beginning, only emphasizing the fact that God is the end.
而神宣布他是起点也是终点。
God proclaims that He is both beginning and end.
第二样很大的工作就是救赎。
The second very important work of God is was the event of redemption.
所以神不但是创造者，神也是救赎者。
So God is not only the creator, He's also the redeemer.
救赎工作包括在创世以前的预定、他的预备、他的拣选，同在历史中间他的行动。
Redemption comprehends or includes the predestination, the preparation, and the election in eternity, and its accomplishment in history.
无论是预告、预言。预表以及耶稣基督在历史上的显现
Whether it is prophecy or preparation until the manifestation of Jesus Christ
也包括了耶稣基督在将来还要再到这个世界上来成全他整个救赎计划的最后一部分
Redemption also includes that point when Jesus Christ will come back to the earth to consummate or realize, complete his salvation
那么这也包括了圣灵把已经成就的救恩借助道的传扬，在人生命中所做重生同光照的工作。
Redemption also includes the fact that the Holy Spirit takes this accomplished salvation and works salvation in human hearts through the proclamation of the Word. The Holy Spirit regenerates and the Holy Spirit illuminates.
那我们知道这些工作是因为神向我们启示，所以我把启示列入神最大的工作之一。
We know these things because God reveals, so revelation is the greatest work of God.
传统的观念，圣父是创造的，圣子是救赎的，圣灵是启示的。
Traditionally, people say that the Father is the Creator, the Son is the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit is the Revealer.
我们认为圣父、圣子、圣灵是同创造、同救赎、同启示者。
But we believe that the Father, Son, and Spirit are all three co-creators, co-redeemers, and co-revealers.
那么神迹这个字到底什么意思呢
？Now, what does the word miracle mean?
神迹就是神的工作的记号。
Miracles are signs of God's work.
对这样的神的工作，也就是神把自己彰显的事迹之一，神自己彰显的一些记号。
The God's these signs are the God's work is
是神的工作的一个表记。
These signs are the very signs of God's work itself.
如果我们只把病得到医治这些东西当作是神迹
If we only take the healing of diseases as miracles,
那我们就忽略了那些比这个更重要、更基本的神迹。
We have neglected the more basic miracle.
我认为整个大自然就是创造，而整个创造就是神的记号。创造从这个自然就是一个神迹。
The whole of nature is creation, and creation is a work of God, and this in itself is a miracle.
基督为了成全救赎，一切的历史事迹都是神迹。
In order to accomplish salvation, Christ came, and all the historical facts are miracles.
而那永远的道能够在人的历史中间借着文字表彰出来，这个启示就是神迹。
The very fact that the eternal word can be conveyed through human words, this process of revelation in itself is a miracle.
这样道成肉身的神迹，同这个启示圣经的神迹，我们一定要看重过于其他的神迹。
We must therefore see that the miracle of incarnation, the miracle of revelation, are more important than any other miracle.
这就是两方面。
This is redemption and revelation.
这个 David Hume 曾经讲过，他说：“给我看两百次神迹，我都不相信。”
David Hume once said that I will not believe even if I see 200 miracles.
过一百年呢，他死了。一个名叫 Strong 的神学家，他说呢 ，Hume 已经死了，他才讲话。他说 Hume 给你看两百次神迹你都不信，我一次都没有看就信，这就是神迹。
100 years later, a strong theologian said, Hume, you won't believe after 200 miracles? Not without one single miracle I believe. This in itself is a miracle.
我没有神迹我就会信。
Without miracles I believe.
这就是神迹。
This in itself is a miracle.
所以神呢借助他自己的工作使人产生对他有信心，这也是神迹。
It is a miracle that God through his own workworks effect faith in man.
一个罪人从灭亡的地位到拯救的这个被拯救有神儿子的地位，这是神迹。
It is a miracle that sinners from destruction are transformed into being redeemed and becoming God's sons.
那我们今天要提到关于圣子的工作，还有他是以神子的身份来做这些工作。
We're not going to speak concerning the work of the Son, the work of the Son which the Son did as Son.
这个圣子从永恒中间呢。进到历史的里面
God the Son from eternity entered history.
这整个的就是一个神迹。
This in itself, the whole thing is a miracle.
在历史中间呢，以各样的神迹来显明这个大神迹。
There are miracles in history to demonstrate this basic miracle.
那么当我们传福音的时候
As we are witness,
人家问信耶稣是神的儿子是困难的事情。
People say it's a difficulty to believe Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是童贞的玛利亚生的又是一件困难的事情。
It's also a difficult thing to believe that Jesus was born of a virgin.
耶稣的死有代替的功用，这是困难的事情。
It's also difficult to believe that there is a substitutionary work of the death of Christ.
一个人的死可以代替担当那么多人的罪，这是一件困难接受的事情。
It's a difficult thing to accept that one man's death can take the place for many people's sins.
在几个钟头里面所受的死的痛苦，可以解决我们永永远远受审判的那个代替性，这是很困难的事情。
It's a difficult thing to accept that just several hours of suffering by one man can take the place of eternal suffering for many.
暂时代替永恒，一生代替万生，这个都是很难接受的事情。
Temporality in the place of eternity, one man in the place of many, all very difficult concepts to accept.
因为在曾经在历史上显现的人是永远的神的儿子，这是很难的事情。
It's a very difficult thing to accept that one man who has been manifest in history is the son of a very, very God, his eternal son.
所以论到基督应当辩论，应当辩护，应当宣讲中间遇到的困难，我们有责任答辩的事情是非常非常多的。
So there are many things that are our responsibility to know concerning Jesus, the Son of God, as we defend the faith, as we debate it, and as we proclaim.
耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
当我们听这句话的时候呢
，As we listen to this statement,
有许多时候就有一些人将问：上帝怎么有儿子？那么上帝的太太是谁
？Some people say that Well, what do you mean? To God's son, who is God's wife?
如果上帝的独生子是耶稣基督的话
，If God's only begotten son is Jesus Christ,
那么耶稣基督就是上帝独一的孩子了，神就不应当有其他的孩子。
Then he is the only son God has. God should not have other sons.
而基督徒又宣布我们都是神的儿子，那么如果全部是神的儿子，基督就不是独生子。
And all Christians say we are sons of God. If all of us are sons of God, then Jesus is not the son of God.
怎么又是独生子，又有许多儿子呢？
How come there is the Son of God and then there are all these other sons?
那么这个独生子的意义到底是什么呢
？What does it mean? This only son.
所以关于这一类的事情，我们怎么解答
How do we answer these questions?
今天我们来谈到关于耶稣基督的一些事情。
Now we're going to speak concerning Christ today.
耶稣是上帝的独生子。
Jesus is the only begotten son.
这个我们从后面这个字来开始思想。
Let's first start with the concept of sonship.
耶稣基督是子。
Jesus is son.
那么这个是以父的关系相对性的那个关系来谈的。
This is reference to its relation to the Father.
他是子，因为 the relativity between Father and Son, so he is called son. 这个他是对父来被称为子的。昨天我们已经提到了。这个子从父生出来，这个子与父能仍然是一体的那个可能性。
Yesterday we saw the possibility of the fact that the son is generated from the father, yet the son and the father coexist eternally.
那么以堕落了的理性常常就思想，那母在哪里呢？
The fallen reason will ask, where is the mother?
我们当这样想的时候，就先假设神一定是像人一样，也是借着夫妻结婚才生孩子。
If we even ask this question, we are assuming that God is like human beings, children are born in wedlock.
但神不是如此。
But God is not like that.
为什么呢？因为神是创造生命的，神也是创造生命力的，也是创造生育力的，所以他是超越这个生育力，而不在这个力的捆绑之下。
Because God is a very creator of life, He's a creator of vitality and productivity, and He is not within the realm of these things.
所以我们不能以受造界的那个定力来捆锁神，要他在这个定力里面受限制。
So we cannot bind God up with concepts that are within the created realm.
甚至在受造界中间也有一些呢不经过雄雌结合而产生生命的这个生的再生的，这个也有一些记号在里面。
You see that even in a created realm, that life is possible without a union between male and female.
所以我们被造的人不应当捆锁神。
So us, we the created, must not bind God up.
当我们讲他像他父亲的时候
，When we say that he looks like his father,
同时呢，他父亲像他，你讲有一样不一样
？And you say his father looks like him. Is it the same thing?
如果你说呢，我的孩子很像我，我说谢谢你。
If you say your children look like you.I say thank you.
如果你说唐先生你像你的孩子，我就要瞪着你。
If you say that Mr. Tong, you look like your son, then I'll stare at you.
因为我先存在，怎么可以像他呢？
Because I exist first, why do I look like him?
像与对象之间的关系是什么呢？
What is the relationship in likeness?
一个人像某某人，他所像的那个人是他的根本，而他不是本，他不是 origin.
If you say that a person is like the other, but then the other is.The origin and not the person who is like the other.
所以我们不能把父与子之间的关系拉到我们人间父子之间关系的那一种范围的下面。
So we cannot bring the relation between God the Father and God the Son into the realm of human fathers and human sons.
这点我不要讲太多了。那么生这一句话呢，是以造这个字相对的。
The word begotten has to do with the begetting.
耶稣基督是 creation. 耶稣基督是独生子，意思是他呢与一切被造的之间是不一样的。
If Jesus is the begotten Son, that means he is different from all others who are created.
虽然他来到受造界，他是在受造界中间独一，是被生的，而不是呢被造的那一位。
Even though he came into the realm of the created, he is the only one in the realm of the created who is not created yet is begotten.
第三样，这个独自的意思是什么呢？
What is the, thirdly, what is the word only?
在宇宙的中间，
in the whole universe,
在被造界的里面，
within the realm of the creator,
无论是天使，无论是人，没有一样的货物能够与它有相同的这种被生的地位。
For the angels or man, there is no living being that enjoys the same state as Jesus.
那么你说我们是上帝生的， yes. 我们是上帝生的，从基督是上帝的独生子，这个生一样不一样？
We say we are made by God.Well, is this the relationship the same as the relationship between Christ and the Father?
这也是不一样的。
No, it is different.
因为我们是以受造者的身份受重生。
Because we, as creatures, are born again of God.
基督是原是造者，他不是受造者。他这个造者之所以能成为造者，就因为他是从神而生的神。
But Christ is the creator, he is not the creature, and Christ is the creator because he is of God.
那么如果上帝只有一个独生子，怎么说上帝还有许多许多的众子呢？
And if God has one begotten son, How is it that God has many sons?
我们怎么样解释这两个名词之间的关系？
How do we explain the relationship between these two?
那我做一个很简单的比喻。
Let me use a very simple illustration.
我们生下来的时候都有一生一张的报生纸，有没有？
When we are born, we have a registration of birth.
这个报生字是一张。
There's one registration of birth.
现在呢，你要在许多的这个不同的这个 office 里面，要告诉他或者要登记，你就把那一张拿去做许多的 photocopy。
If you have to register yourself with any given office, you make photocopies.
Photocopy 有好多张的时候呢，你的报生字原来的还是一张。
Even though with many photocopies, the original registration is still one.
那当你做 photocopy 的时候呢？
As you make photocopy,
有的很清楚，有的很模糊。
Some are very clear, some are very vague.
有的很直，有的歪一点。
Some are straight, some are crooked.
有的乱七八糟。
Some are, you can't read at all.
所以耶稣基督独生子，那我们呢是 photocopy.
So Jesus is the only begotten son. We are but copies.
有的模模糊糊，有的比较清楚一点。
Some are more clear than others.
所以神要借着基督使我们被磨成他儿子的样式。
So God, through Jesus Christ, intends that we be molded according to his likeness.
接下来我们思想到耶稣基督到世界上来的时候。
When Jesus came to the earth,
他是借着童贞女而生的。
He was born of a virgin.
那么你说借着童贞女而生，这岂是一件可能的事情吗？
Is it possible for a man to be born of a virgin?
当我们说不可能，乃是因为我们先认为一定要照着被造的自然生育力才可能产生孩子。
When we say it is impossible, we have already assumed that birth is possible only through natural laws.
严格的说，如果一个人承认有神，一个有神论者认为神创造了一切，造的神迹同大功就比其他的神迹是更大。
Strictly speaking, a person believes in the existence of God, the works of creation itself is greater than all other works or other miracles.
所以无所不能的神就没有一件事他不能做。
If God can do all things, then there is not one thing he cannot do.
这样，相信创造的神，相信在自然界中间神有其他的工作，这个是不是相矛盾的事情？
So to believe in God, the creator, is not against the belief that God can work in nature.
但是在这个重生一生这件事情上是一件很特别的事情。
But the virgin birth is a very distinct, peculiar thing.
我们在这里要思想到神在创造人的时候用过什么样的办法。
Or to consider what ways did God use when he created man.
人都是在亚当里面被造的。
Man's all created in Adam.
亚当是直接被造的。
Adam is directly created by God.
当上帝造亚当的时候。
When God created Adam.
是无男无女造亚当，对不对？
God created Adam without male or female.
第二样。
Secondly,
当上帝造夏娃的时候。
When God created Eve,
是有男无女造夏娃，对不对？
There was a male, there was no female when Eve was created.
为什么上帝不要用同样的办法，无男无女造夏娃？
Why did God not create Eve without male, without female?
如果上帝用同样的办法造夏娃的话，亚当是一个独立的创造，夏娃是一个独立的创造，人类就变成有 two origins.
If God created Eve the same way God created Adam, then Adam is independent, Eve is independent, the human race has two independent origins.
所以就破坏了神永远的计划里面，借着一本造出万人的那个原意。
This would violate the principle of God's will that from one comes the many.
使徒行传第17:26告诉我们，他从一本造出万人。
Acts chapter 16 verse 27 tells us that God created all men from one.
这样人类的合一，人类这个天下为公，世界大同的这个理想才是一个可能性。
So the unity of the human race and harmony in the human race, it becomes a possibility.
所以无男无女造亚当。
So without male, without female, God created Adam.
有男无女造夏娃。
There was a male and there was no female. Eve was created.
其他的人是用第三个办法，有男有女造你我。
The third way is how everybody else comes about. There was a male, there was female, then we are born.
所以神在创造人的过程中间用过了三种不同的办法。
So God used three ways in creation.
当赐下耶稣基督的时候，神就用了无男有女生下耶稣基督来。
When Jesus Christ came to the earth, God used the way where there is no male, but there was female.
你想这个是不可以的吗？
You think it's impossible?
你想这是不可能的吗？
You think it's not a possibility?
那创造主，那全能的主，他用过这三个办法，他为什么 不能用第四个办法来使耶稣基督被童贞女所生下来呢？
This God who created the universe, why is it not possible for him to use a fourth way?
所以对我来说，没有一件事情在圣经里面是我们不可能相信。
To me, there is not one thing in the Bible which is not possible to believe.
我们都可能信，不过我们解释一定还有一些困难。
We can believe in all things, it's just that there are difficulties in interpreting and explaining it.
这是耶稣基督童贞女生的这个神迹的可能性。
So here's the possibility of a virgin birth.
那么耶稣基督在世界上来的时候，他是以神同人二性的中保的身份在历史上的显现。
Jesus Christ came to this earth as Jesus Christ. In him is the union between the divine nature and the human nature.
这位基督是神的儿子。
This Christ is the Son of God.
而神的儿子的意义我们刚才已经讲了。
And we already explained what does it mean to be the Son of God.
今天早上韩院长提到耶稣的言语、耶稣的行为还有什么都见证他是神的儿子。
This morning Dr. Han said, told us that the words of Christ and the deeds of Christ all testify to the fact that he is the Son of God.
那我们现在要从圣经里面基督的宣称，从他的作为中间看见一些他有神儿子的那个记号。
Now let's see the marks of Christ's divine sonship by his self-proclamation and his deeds.
第一样，耶稣基督是与父上帝同等的。
First of all, Christis equal with the Father.
在怎么样的圣经里提到这件事呢？
What scriptures have mentioned this?
在约翰福音第五章第十八节告诉我们。
John 5:18 tells us.
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
My Father has worked till now and I am working.
这个呢，表示他是与父同等的。
This means that he is equal with God.
犹太人很快就知道耶稣讲这句的意义乃是那个同等性。
Very soon the Jews knew what Jesus meant, that is his equality with God.
他的事就是父神的事。
His work is the Father's work.
他不但在十二岁时候讲过我以我父的事为念。
Not only when he was 12, he said that I must mind my Father's business.
他不但在约翰福音第十七章那个代祷里面说你托付我的工作我已经成全了。
Not only in John chapter 17, in an intercessory prayer, Jesus says, those things that you have committed to me, I have finished.
耶稣基督在这里说，我做的事就是我父所做的事。
Here Jesus says that the things that I do is the work of God the Father.
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
My God, my Father has worked till now and I work.
耶稣基督所做的，父托付他的工作。
Jesus does the work that is committed to him by the Father.
第二样，
Secondly,
这个在以腓立比书里面第二章也告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 2, the Bible tells us,
他不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的烦恼虚己 kenosis.
He does not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but yet he empties himself.
耶和华见证人特别把那一节圣经拿出来证明耶稣不是和上帝同等。
Jehovah's Witnesses like to isolate this verse and prove that Jesus is not the same or equal with God.
哦，那一节圣经乃是说耶稣是与父神同等，不过他不以这个为他可强夺的那个夸口。
But the verse tells us that Jesus is equal with God. It's just that he doesn't take this as something that he can boast about or grasp at.
第二，耶稣基督是与父上帝同质的。
Secondly, Jesus Christ is of the same substance as God the Father.
这个是约翰福音第十章第三十一节告诉我们。
John chapter 10 verse 30 tells us.
耶稣基督说，我与父原为一。
Jesus says, I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
I and the Father are one.
那么那些不承认耶稣基督神性的这个教派。
Those sects that do not believe in the divinity or deity of Christ,
或者那些亚流派的异端，或者现在的耶和华见证人，见证人这种神学所表现的是什么呢？
Or the Arians, the heretic Arians, or the Jehovah's Witness, what do they really teach?
他们把这个一同约翰福音里面十七章所讲的合而为一的一混为一谈，做一同相同的解释。
They have confused this oneness with the union that is in John chapter 17.
在约翰福音第十七章里面，你们要合而为一。那么这个合而为一呢，我们之间的合而为一是被造者与被造者之间的合而为一。
We are to be one. This is in the realm of the created or the creatures.
我们与主之间的联合乃是被造者与创造者之间的一个联合。
The relationship between us and Christ is a union between creatures and the Creator.
而基督与圣父之间的那个一是创造者与创造者，就是神之间的一。
But the oneness between the Father and Christ is a oneness between the Creator and the Creator.
所以这个是与父上帝有同质的那个一，是本质的合一，而不是呢联合的一。
So this oneness is the oneness of substance and not a oneness through union.
这是很重要的一节的圣经。
This is a very important verse. Remember.
第三样。
Thirdly,
耶稣基督与父上帝是有同样的永恒。
Jesus is.Exists co-eternally with the Father.
那么这个同样的永恒，也就是说呢，在世界没有被造以前，他的先在乃是在神那里的。
That means that before the foundation of the earth, there is a pre-existence of Jesus Christ. He's with the Father.
所以耶稣基督对犹太人说，还没有亚伯拉罕以前，就有了我。
That's why Jesus said to the Jews, "Before Abraham, I was or I am."
他说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。看仰望我的日子，看见的时候就欢喜快乐。
He said to the Jews, "Your father Abraham rejoiced when he saw my day."
如果今天呢，这个 Samuel 对我们说，你们的祖宗孔子同我一同吃饭的时候，你说哈，你今天就是很奇怪了，怎么你同孔子一同吃饭
？If I say that when Confucius had dinner with me, then you will feel very strange. How is it that I ate with Confucius?
我们那个时候在卢国山东的地方讨论了很多事情。
We discussed many things in the state of Lu back then.
所以这些呢受惊的犹太人就直接很快的反应说：“你还没有五十岁，你怎么见过亚伯拉罕
？”So out of astonishment, the Jews said, "You're not even 50 yet, Jesus. When have you ever seen Abraham?"
耶稣基督怎么讲呢
？What did Jesus say?
我实实在在告诉你，没有亚伯拉罕以前就有了我。
Said, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
所以这样的一句话，除非他是神，与神有同永恒，他不可以讲这样的话。
Unless he is God and he enjoys eternity with God, same as God, he cannot say something like that.
我们中文圣经看的不清楚，但是英文或者希腊文你就看得很清楚了。
In English or in Greek, you'll see this very more clearly than in Chinese.
Before Abraham was, I am. 亚伯拉罕没有以前，亚伯拉罕是一个过去了的。
Abraham was a thing of the past,
已经被时代时间淘汰了的。
He has been eliminated by time.
他的存在是在历史中间的某一个阶段里面的存在。
Abraham existed at a certain period or stage in history.
成为一个过去曾存在的一个存在。
His existence is a past existence.
耶稣基督说我存在 I am. 这个同呢在这个以这个埃及地第三章十四节耶和华说我是自由拥有的那个意义是相同的。
But when Jesus says, "I am," this is the same meaning as when God spoke in Exodus 3, "I am that I am."
所以这个是 ever present, 永恒的现在，也就是那个自存 self existence 的那个意思。第四样，耶稣基督与父之间的关系有同样的生命。
Fourthly, there is the same life in Jesus and in the Father.
刚才是约翰第八章第五十八节。现在我们来看看约翰福音第五章第二十六节。
Now, John 8:58 is for the third point called eternality, and now let's look at John 5:26.
同样的生命
，the same life。
现在我们看约翰福音第五章二十六节。
Let's look at John 5:26.
我个人对这节圣经我感到非常的宝贵。
I feel this is a very precious verse to me.
这里告诉我们呢，父怎样在自己有生命。也照样赐给他的儿子在自己有生命。
For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself.
所以呢，父在自己有生命，从父生出来的也照样在自己有生命。
The Father has life in himself. Likewise, he who is begotten of the Father has life in himself.
耶稣的生命是与父同样本质的生命。
Jesus' life is of the same essence as the Father's life.
第五样
Fifthly,
耶稣基督有与父同样的荣耀。
Jesus has the same glory as the Father's glory.
父有那样的荣耀，耶稣基督也有那样的荣耀。
The Father has this. Jesus has the same glory as the Father has.
耶稣基督特别注明这个荣耀呢，不是在创造界里面的荣耀，是创造之前的荣耀。
And Jesus specifies that this is not a glory from the created realm, but it is a glory prior to creation.
约翰福音第十七章第五节
John chapter 17 verse 5.
翻到了我们要来一同读
When you find it, we will read it together.
父啊，求你使我与你同享荣耀，就是创造世界的时候，那个时候同享的荣耀。
Now glorify thou me together with thyself, Father, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
我们大家一同来读，一二三。未有世界以前，我同你，我与你同有的荣耀。
Before the world was, that glory which I have with you.
所以这个荣耀呢是超越性的，是 transcends， 不是在被造界里面要求荣耀，而是在原有的，在永恒里面的荣耀。
So this is a transcendent glory. It is not a glory which is demanded from within the realm of creation, but an eternal glory.
感谢上帝。
We thank God for this.
第六样
，Sixthly，
耶稣基督与上帝有同样的这个全能。
Jesus Christ has the same power authority as the Father.
这个权柄是个怎么样的权柄？
What kind of power is this power?
我们今天就思想到他们的权柄的相同的几个重要的范围。
We'll see the same realm of the authority of both the Father and the Son.
一样。
First of all,
上帝的话语的权柄，从耶稣基督的话语的权柄是一样的。
God's word has the same authority as Jesus' word.
我们看两处的圣经。
Let's take a look at two places in the scripture.
第一处的圣经看马太福音第五章。
First, let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第十七十八节。
Matthew 5:17-18.
请一个人读出来。
Will one person please read out for us?
马太福音第五章第十七十八节。
Matthew 5:17-18.
我们单独第十八节好了。
Just 18.
请读出来，无论哪一个人。天地废去，律法一点一滴也不废去。
Heaven and earth can pass away, but not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law.
这是告诉我们神的道是永存的。
This tells us that God's word exists eternally.
是超越被造界。
It is above the realm of the created.
被造界受审判而废去的时候呢，道的本身不与世界一同灭亡。
So as the created realm faces judgment, the word does not it will not be destroyed.
那么我们当然知道这是指上帝的律法。
Of course, we know this refers to the law of God.
神的话语。
God's word.
那么耶稣基督论到自己的话语怎么讲呢？
Now, when Jesus speaks concerning his own words, what did he say?
马太24:35.
Matthew 24:35.
马太24:35.
Matthew 24:35.
请一位念这一节的圣经。
One person, please read this.
天地都要废去，我对你们所说的话不会废去。
My word shall not pass away.
所以呢，这样耶稣基督的话语的权威啊，从神的话语的权威是同等的。
So you see that the authority of Christ's words is the same authority as the authority of God's word.
他的话有不朽性在里面。
So there is the indestructibility, incorruptibility in Christ's word.
这是耶稣基督与神相同的地方。
So you see,
第二样。
The oneness between the authority of Christ and the Father.
耶稣基督与父有相同的什么权柄呢？
Secondly, what other identical authorities Christ enjoyed?
父有赦罪之权。
Father has authority to forgive.
耶稣基督也有赦罪之权。
Jesus likewise has authority to forgive.
所以当门徒求耶稣教导他们祷告的时候。
So when disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
耶稣的主导文里面说，父啊，赦免我们，如同我们也得罪那些赦免我们的人一样。赦免我们的罪。
Forgive our sins, Jesus told him to pray.
这个赦免我们的罪。
Forgive our debts.
这是神的权柄。
This is God's authority.
那么耶稣基督说的你的罪赦了，他讲这句话的时候呢，犹太人清楚知道这是冒犯神专有的权柄。
When Jesus says thy sins are forgiven, the Jews know this is a statement of blasphemy.
这个是耶稣基督有神的权柄的第二方面。
This is a second area in which Jesus has divine authority.
请看马太福音第九章第六节。
Matthew 9:6.
翻到了，请一个人念。
Will somebody please read it out loud when you find?
马太福音第九章第六节。
Matthew 9:6.
他叫你们知道人死在地上，就对探子说起来，哪里的路子回去？
耶稣基督先说，你的罪赦了。
Jesus first said, your sins are forgiven.
那么这种呢，只有神才可以做的事情。怎么耶稣基督讲出来呢？所以他们就认为他冒犯了神的权威了。
This is something that only God can do. So why did Jesus say it? The Jews thought Jesus was blaspheming.
所以这些人就议论纷纷。
So these people discussed.
当他们议论纷纷的，耶稣知道他们心里想什么。
And there's a divergent opinion. Jesus knew what was in their hearts.
所以耶稣就问他一句很有趣味的话语。
So Jesus asked a very interesting question.
叫一个人说你的罪赦了，从叫一个人说你的病好了，哪一个容易讲啊？
Which one is easy to say? Your sins are forgiven or your sickness has been healed?
哪一个容易讲呢?
Which one is easier?
当然讲讲你的罪赦了，很容易了。
But it's very easy to say your sins are forgiven.
你起来，他不起来怎么办?
If you say rise and walk, if he doesn't rise, what happens?
这个赦罪的权柄呢，是超过医病行神迹的权柄。你注意这个重点，重点懂次点。
So you see that it is a greater authority to forgive sins than to heal.
所以为了证明 人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，所以这个行神迹在这个地方就变成为了服侍那个救赎的问题了。But
to show that the Son has the power to forgive sins,
起来，
he says, rise up,
拿着你的褥子走了。
Take up your mat and go.
那个人就起来，
so that person rose,
就拿着褥子走了。
Take up his mattress and went.
我如果是那些观众之一，我马上跪在耶稣面前求主赦免。
If I were among the audience, I would kneel down before Jesus and ask Jesus to forgive me.
但是很奇怪，那些人看了以后就定义要害耶稣基督。
But these people, after they saw it, they wanted to accuse or to destroy Jesus.
这个是赦罪的权柄。
This is the power to forgive sins.
第三样，
Thirdly,
耶稣基督的显出他掌管自然的权柄。
Jesus shows authority to rule over nature.
这是创造者才能做的事情。
Only the creator can do this.
在这个希伯来书第一章里面告诉我们，
Hebrews chapter 1 tells us,
他借着圣子创造了这个世界。
He created the world by the Son.
以全能的命令托住万有。
And he holds up all things by his word.
那么你说这个呢是后来的基督徒的一个神学的观念而已。
You say, well, this is just a later conception of these Christians.
但是耶稣在世界上的时候，他实实在在以管理自然者的身份讲过这种权柄的话语。
But you see, Jesus has already said, made these statements as the sustainer of the universe when he was still on earth.
马太福音第八章第26-27节。
Matthew 8:26-27.
请一个人念。
快，我上面找到了就念出来。马，听说你们这小信的人呢，为什么胆怯呢？于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。众人就稀奇说：“这是怎样的人？连风和海也听从他了。”连风和海也听从他了。
Even the winds and the sea obey him.
这中国人也有孔明借东风的这种故事。In
Chinese, there's a fable of a story of Kong Ming borrowing the east wind.
但是这不同的地方呢，叫他来容易，叫他去不容易。
It's easy to borrow from the come, it's very hard for him to send it away.
耶稣基督在大风浪的中间斥责风喊台，就即刻平静了。
Jesus rebuked the storm and it was calm.
这把他掌握大自然的那个权柄彰显出来。
So he manifests his power of sustaining and ruling over creation.
这件事的后果就是马上引起那些人对他的敬拜。
What this elicited was immediate worship by those who saw it.
当这个保罗从这个巴拿巴在路斯德受人敬拜的时候，
When Paul and Barnabas was worshipped by people at Lucidus,
他们马上以人的身份拒绝这个敬拜。
As human beings, they immediately rejected worship by other humans.
耶稣基督有没有说不敢当，对不起，你们不要拜我。
But did Jesus say, well, you know, I'm not worthy, please don't worship me?
不是的，他以神的身份行了超自然的事，就以神的身份接受自然界对他的敬拜。
As creator, he performed this miracle which showed he controlled nature, and as creator, accepted the worship.
还有一件事情，耶稣基督是掌管生命的主宰。
Jesus is also he who has life in his hand.
所以呢，他曾经叫死人复活。
That is why he raised people from the dead.
这个曾经叫死人复活，难道耶稣自己做吗？ 岂不是以利亚也曾经做过，以利沙也曾经做过吗？
You say, well, this miracle of resurrection, well, didn't Elijah and Elisha perform the same thing?
当以利亚叫死人复活的时候，当以利沙叫死人复活，岂不是他们也是掌管生命者吗？
When Elijah and Elisha call upon the dead to rise, don't they also have life in their hands?
就有你们两个先知做过这样的事。
There are two Old Testament prophets who performed this miracle. In the New Testament, two apostles performed the miracle. Peter raised Dorcas from the dead.
保罗叫那个从三层楼掉下去的油吹鼓复活。
And Paul raised Eutychus, who fell from the third floor from the dead.
圣经里面记载复活的事件一共有13处之多。
And there are 13 accounts of resurrection in the Bible.
那么呢，请你注意，耶稣基督自己一个人叫三个人复活。
But you notice that Jesus himself raised three people from the dead.
不同的地方在哪里呢?
What is the difference?
两个使徒在叫人复活以前先求告主。
two apostles first pleaded with the Lord, called upon the name of the Lord before they raised the dead.
所以他们是中介。
So they are mediaries.
他们盼望创造生命的主掌握生命的权柄再彰显出来。
They pray that the authority of He who has life in their hands be manifest.
照样，使徒彼得同使徒保罗叫人复活的时候，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Likewise, Peter and Paul raised people from the dead in the name of Jesus Christ.
但耶稣基督不需要这样。
But Jesus doesn't need to do this.
他马上就大力大公民，这亚语的女儿就复活了。
Jesus, all Jesus did was call upon the name of Jairus' daughter, and she was raised.
少年人，我吩咐你起来，这个哪应承管妇的独生子就复活了。
Young man, you arise, and so the young man of the woman of Nain was raised.
拉撒路出来，拉撒路就出来了。
Come out, Lazarus, and Lazarus came out.
是不是等他没有出来，上帝啊，快快哦！
Did Jesus wait and then Lazarus didn't come out and say, Lord, hurry up?
因为他就以自我为神的那个权威的主体性来掌管生命。
See, Jesus has life in his hands as the subject, as the Lord who has life in his hands.
我从前听祭司文牧师讲到他，耶稣说，拉撒路出来，那死人就出来了。
I heard Reverend Andrew G said that Lazarus comes out and the dead man came out.
如果耶稣说死人出来，拉撒路就出来，不是一样吗？
Well, if Jesus says, dead man come out, and Lazarus came out, would that be the same thing?
他说不一样。
It's not the same thing.
耶稣如果死人出来，全世界死人都出来。
And Jesus says, dead man come out, then everybody who's dead in the world will come out.
他的权柄太大了。
Because his power is too great.
所以他就要指名道姓是哪一个，别的不可以出来。
So Jesus has to specify the name of Lazarus, and only he can come out.
他的看法是那样，我有另外的看法。
Well, that's his point of view. I have another point of view.
我的看法是指救恩呢是个别性的，一个一个叫你出来，一个一个是叫着个别神把恩典临到一个人的。
Salvation is personal and specific. God's grace comes upon each individual.
不是一批一批的。
And not by bunches.
好，耶稣基督在给人生命的时候呢，是叫死变成活。
When Jesus gave life, he turned death into life.
但是对这物呢，他曾经叫活，叫他死。对植物。
But concerning plants, Jesus has once decreed that it died.
所以他对无花果树的从今你不再结果子了，第二天就枯干了。
The fig tree, he says, from now on you will not bear fruit. So withered the next day.
彼得对主耶稣说，你所咒诅的树，你看已经枯干了。
And Peter says that the tree which you cursed has withered away.
你注意，当耶稣吩咐的时候，圣经没有用咒诅这个字；当彼得回想的时候，他就用咒诅这个字。其实不是咒诅，耶稣不需要咒诅术，他不过吩咐，因为他是生命的主权者。
Jesus did not, it was not a cursing in the account when Jesus tell the tree to wither away. It was when Peter remembered the incident, then he used the word curse. Actually, Jesus does not have to curse, he simply told the tree to wither away.
先知以利亚曾经几次叫那些押他派来的人在火烧之下死在他面前。
For several times, Elijah told those people were sent by Ahab to die right in front of him.
光头的以利沙曾经咒诅四十个儿童，就死在熊的下面。
The bald man Elisha has cursed 40 young people, young men, and they died in front of him.
而彼得曾经叫亚拿尼亚、撒非拉就死在他的面前。
And Peter told Ananias and Sapphira to die right in front of him.
表示了神给他们审判的能力在他们身上。
That means that they showed that God has given the judgment authority to them.
但是耶稣基督不是叫人死，而是叫人活的。
But Jesus is not one who tells, who makes men die, but to raise.
叫人活的时候不是靠着另外一个权威，因为他自己就以神的权威来做这个事情。
But he gave life not by another power, but by his very own authority, which is God's authority.
这位说话是神的话语的权柄的。这位赦罪如神赦罪的，这位管理自然的、管理生命的，他是谁呢？他是神。
He who has the power of the word, God's word, who has the power to forgive sins, the same as God's power, and he who controls life and nature, who is he? He is God.
第五样 ，Fifthly， 耶稣基督有这个审判世界的那个权柄。
Jesus has the authority to judge the world.
在末日掌握大审判的，除了神以外，没有别的人。
In the last day, at the great judgment, only God judges.
所以耶稣基督说，若有不接受我话的，有审判他。我的话在末日的时候要审判他。
That's what Jesus said. Those who do not accept my word, in the last day, he will be judged.
那羔羊要坐在审判的台前来审判世人。
The lamb will sit on the judgment seat to judge.
那是道的审判性。
This is the character of judge, the word as judge.
那么这个可以看以这个约翰福音第十二章第四十八节。
John chapter 12 verse 48。
这个不必读了，接下去，那么把这些的权柄全部归纳起来。
So when you put these authorities together,
耶稣在成为人子的时候彰显过这样的权柄。
Jesus manifested these authorities as Son of Man.
当他以人子的身份得胜罪的权柄。这个能力不是人所能彰显的能力。
This might is not a might that humans can manifest.
所以呢，他以神的能在他的身上周游四方行善事，而且呢，这个医好反被撒旦辖制的人。
That's why he can heal all kinds of people with all kinds of diseases and those who are under the suppression of the devil.
好，我们把这些都谈完了。
Now we have discussed all these things.
耶稣基督是神。
So Jesus is God.
耶稣基督是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
但是有一些人呢，就在圣经里面找到抵触耶稣基督好像所宣布的和这一个相反的那一些圣经文我们怎么样解释呢？
Some people can take a several verses that look like it's opposite to Jesus' self-proclamation as God. How can you explain this?
比如他们提到耶稣基督呢，他说呢，父原比我大，我们怎么解释？
For example, Jesus says that the Father is greater than I. How do you explain that?
你们听过这样的一节圣经吗？
Have you heard this verse?
父原比我大。
The Father is greater than I.
那么这个表示呢，父更大，他更小了，不必再讨论了，已经有结论。
That means that the Father is greater and he is smaller, so that's the end.
你刚才注意到林牧师读过一节的圣经，他说什么呢？你们要做比我更大的事，门徒也比他大。
So you notice John chapter 14 verse 12,the apostles or the disciples can do greater things than Jesus. Does that mean that they are greater than Jesus?
这个圣经我们要怎么样解释？
How do you explain this?
父原比我大。
The Father is greater than I.
不是指父的位分比他大。
It does not mean that the Father has a higher person or status. 乃
指在父子圣灵的中间，父的次序比他大。
It is just that there is a priority of order in the Trinity.
正像男女是平等的。
And just that male and female are equal.
无论是男是女啊，在基督里都同为一。
Whether man and woman, they become one in Christ.
但是呢，次序不同等。
But there is a difference in order.
圣经只有说男人是女人的头，从来没有说女人是男人的头。
The Bible says the man is the head of the woman. It never said that the woman is the head of the man.
也没有说女人是男人的颈。
Never said that the woman was the neck which turns the head either.
有的人很不甘愿说男人是女人的，我身为女的，好，我是颈，我不动你就不能动。
Some people are not, they can't accept it, so they say, well, you are the head, well, I'm the neck that turns the head.
做太太的如果要做颈，你就是傻瓜。
Why, if you want to be the neck, you are a fool.
圣经说呢，女人是男人的冠冕。
Bible says that the woman is the crown of man.
不要做冠冕，要做颈，你看傻不傻？
And they're sort of dumb to want to be the neck and not the crown.
那么虽然男女有同等的地位，但是次序是不同的。
Man and woman enjoy the same status, but there is a difference in order.
圣父、圣子、圣灵有相同的位分，不过的次序不同。所以这一节圣经是说，父比我大，我就被父所差遣，父是差遣我的，并不是指他位分不同。
The verse that says the Father is greater than I and He sends me does not mean that they have a difference in status identity, but there is an economic difference of order.
第二处的这个好像不同的宣告是什么呢？
Oh, there's another place where seemingly there's a difference here.
就是耶稣基督说什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
他说呢，有关你什么时候再来啊，父知道，子不知道。
Concerning the day that the Son is going to come again, the Son does not know, only the Father knows.
所以我们怎么样来解决这个问题呢？
How do you solve this problem?
这个子不知道。
The Son doesn't know.
天使不知道。
Angels don't know.
只有父知道。
Only the Father knows.
岂不是耶稣基督有限制了吗？
Does that mean there's limitation in Jesus?
是的，当基督道成肉身的时候，整个的生活就是一个限制。
Yes, when the Word became incarnate, when God took the form of man, this whole thing is a limitation, a restriction.
才证明他来做人的时候，真正在人的范围里面做了人，受了人的限制。
This shows that he really became a man in the realm of man and was restricted as a man.
所以这个并不把他与父之间的同等那个关系拉下来。
This has not lowered the status which he has equal with God the Father.
解释这一节，就正像解释耶稣在世界上会疲倦，他会饥饿，他会干渴，他会疲乏需要睡觉，是一样样的，有这样的可能。
So you, in the same way, we can explain the fact that Jesus had became tired, hungry, and thirsty or fatigued when he was a human being.
我前天说回教主的可兰经里面，耶稣基督刚生。